Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Man, we are just so eager to start overtime on a Friday morning. I should tell you, it's mostly sunny right now in downtown St. Louis, 75 degrees. So start me up. I'm Debbie Monterey. It's Friday, July the 10th. Good morning, Michael Kelly.
Good morning. How are you?
I am well. Happy Friday.
Happy Friday. Boy, it couldn't have come soon enough.
I agree. Hi, Amy Markscores.
Oh, hey, Debbie. I just
what?
Can't,
what?
I can't quit you.
What? 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 Hancock sounds a lot better, boy.
We've canceled. John Hancock has been canceled.
Oh, it was bound to happen, I guess. Hey, Michael Kelly, how are you?
I'm good, Miss Marks, of course. I'm so grateful that you're sitting in today. Our good friend John Hancock's going to be sitting in with Mark Reardon and doing the Reardon Roundtable. And boy, did I get the good side of that deal.
Well, I'm glad that you clarified that because, some, you know, with people being very concerned about cancel culture, I'm sure someone probably just took me seriously and was like, what? They canceled John Hancock? No, we love John. He's just on in the afternoon.
No, he's canceled. He's canceled.
He's your buddy. You can't quit him.
He okay. is.
Let's get to the topics today. We have a lot of good stuff to talk about. A lot of interesting decisions this week from the United States Supreme Court, causing all kinds of discussion. And what does it really mean? Let's talk about this one in particular, because the Supreme Court, Michael, ruled that prosecutors in New York will be able to inspect Trump's financial records, with both justices named by Trump, Neil Gorsuch and Brett Kavanaugh, both joining the 7-member majority. In a separate decision, the court ruled that Congress cannot see those records, at least for now. So, I guess my first question, do you think the court got these decisions right?
Well, of course. Nobody's above the rule of law. And even Donald Trump's own appointees to the Supreme Court have said that he's not above the law. Congress is ultimately going to get a hold of these documents as well. It'll probably be after the election. Isn't it interesting that Donald Trump is working so hard to keep these concealed? And based on everything we know and that has been rumored out there, it's probably no surprise. This could be a real problem for the president in his post-president life.
You know, it's so interesting because I was seeing the headlines yesterday. It was a stunning defeat for Donald Trump, or an astounding victory, I guess, depending on what side you're on. So I was scouring CNN, Fox News, the New York Times, the Washington Post, the Wall Street Journal, the Dispatch, and some legal podcasts to try to figure out what in the world actually happened yesterday. And as Michael mentioned, yes, the court rejected absolute immunity from state criminal subpoenas for the president. The court also rejected the House Democrats' argument for congressional subpoenas because it raises, quote, significant separation of powers issues. So what does all this mean? Well, boiled down, it looks like the court sent both cases back to the district courts for further arguments. So Trump won't be turning over his financial records anytime soon, if ever. And I wonder if he loses the election in November, if those cases are even pursued. I don't know.
Yeah, Jonathan Turley, who is a CBS legal correspondent, said that basically the victory for Trump here was just in time, that he kicks the can down the road past this election. But after this election, what do you think it means for the president, Michael?
Trouble. Look, this is a president who went out and questioned the birth certificate of the former president. He accused people of doing wrongdoing. He's violated a norm of presidents in releasing their taxes. I think we can all say that his behavior as it relates to Russia and some of these dictators, which are rumored to have been financing him, is curious. I don't think this is going away.
Yeah, I don't know. At the rate that headlines are just smacking the world across the face, right? You know, the United States, do we even remember the impeachment? When was that? I mean, there's been so many headlines. If and it's a big if Trump were to lose the election in November, I'm not so sure that all the other headlines will soon push this down and we'll be concerned about other things.
Not going to happen.
All right, before we head to a break here, President Trump's former lawyer and fixer, remember Michael Cohen? Speaking of headlines going by quickly. Wow,
no.
Michael Cohen disappeared from all of our thoughts and memories. He was returned to federal prison yesterday after balking at certain conditions of home confinement that he was granted because of coronavirus. According to the Associated Press that obtained some records, they said that Cohen was ordered into custody after he failed to agree to the terms of federal location monitoring in Manhattan. And he had been spotted hanging out at some local dining establishments. So should we give Michael Cohen a break, or should he be heading back to the Gray Bar Hotel, Amy?
What a mess. What is he thinking? How can you balk at these conditions of home confinement, especially during a pandemic when we're all semi-home confined
right. Anyway?
What in the world?
Well, the condition he doesn't like, guys, is the fact that they say that he can't release a book. And that's really what this is all about. He wrote a book while he was sitting in jail. They let him out. He wants to release that book while Donald Trump's still the president, because that's probably going to help him sell books. It probably would not sell as much after the presidential election's over and Donald Trump's gone. So that's the real motive in driving here. It wasn't the fact that he was spotted outside of his house, which was a violation. It's that he wouldn't sign the condition as it related to releasing a book. So much like Donald Trump, it all comes down to the mighty dollar for Michael Cohen.
Oh, well, Michael gets the last word on that one. We'll be back with round two of OT. It is 8:39. It's 8:43. I'm Debbie Monterey, along with Amy Markscores and Michael Kelly. So yesterday I was leaving work and I was driving down Tucker past St. Louis City Hall, and I did notice all the tents that were set up in the grassy areas around City Hall. Huge sign kind of blocking the main entrance of City Hall that said "Lida resign" or "Resign Lida" or something. I almost was going to stop and take a picture, but I was in the middle of the road. The way in this morning, I thought, oh, what's going on here? Because I drive past City Hall at 4 a.m. and there must have been 40 bike cops, about 12 police vehicles. I thought I saw a bus and maybe some SWAT vehicles. You know, I was doing the real slow drive-by, like, what's happening here? Well, they were taking down the tent city. This was about 4 a.m. There apparently were some angry exchanges between protesters and the police, but no violence. I did notice that the protesters had painted "Resign Lida" on the street in front of City Hall. So this morning they're washing that off. So, Amy, I'll start with you. Was it time to remove this encampment?
Yes, I think so. I mean, the protesters made their voices heard. That's the point of a protest, is to get your message out there, to make your voice heard. Hopefully, do the protesters have either action taken or at least get coverage? Yes, it was probably time to take down the tents around City Hall for a number of reasons, not the least of which we're in the middle of a pandemic, and I can't imagine that that's the best course to take right now when we're supposed to be isolating. And as far as the paint on the street, yes, again, I know there have been messages painted on streets across the country, but many of those messages have been painted with the approval of local government. And I don't think it's right to just paint willy-nilly on city streets without that approval.
Spot on. Look, yeah, it was definitely time to do this. At the end of the day, we have a government that has to operate. Before the end of the month, I have to go down and renew my license, get my business license taken care of. People still need to be able to access their government. The protesters have made their point. But to sit there and block access to City Hall, that's not in the best interest of all of us. And I take issue that it hasn't been peaceful, Debbie. We saw a bunch of our folks that work for the city who were going to tow some illegally parked vehicles the other night, and they were attacked by these protesters. You know, the reality is peaceful protests make sense.
I just meant peaceful this morning as they were down the tent city.
But it definitely needed to go. We have to continue to operate as a society, and access to our government is one of the most important things we need.
Well, let's talk about St. Louis County here for a moment. And their Board of Police Commissioners is giving the green light to a privately funded review of police policies. They voted yesterday to approve this review that was announced last week by County Executive Sam Page. This review is going to be done by two nationally known former police chiefs. What are your opinions or thoughts about this review in St. Louis County, Michael?
Well, why is it secretive? That'd be my first thing. And boy, is there a city in the country that studies stuff as much as we do?
We're number one.
Is study. Look, we know what's wrong with the police department. We've had studies before that have taken place. I welcome this study. I think it's great. But there are some transparency questions here as to who's going to be paying for this, what their motives might be. Could you imagine if Steve Stanger's donor was going to pay for a study of the police department, what the reaction was going to be?
Amy?
Yeah, I'm confused. You mentioned the transparency, Michael. Why was this decision, this is initially before the board voted, why was this decision made by Sam Page independent of the Board of Police Commissioners? I remember reading stories in the news, in the Post-Dispatch, about the Board of Police Commissioners being upset about this decision, being upset about being left out of the loop. I don't know why this area seems to do so many things like a cloak and dagger style, right? Like very secretive behind closed doors. It's bizarre to me. I mean, yes, I think it's good to review police policy, but why this way?
We need to take a break. We'll be back with round three of OT on The Voice of St. Louis. Michael Kelly, Amy Marks scores up next here on KMOX.
In case you'd like to hear more.
There's more.
This is Overtime on St. Louis's News Radio, KMOX.
Oh, there is more. It's 8:52, and there is more and more and more cases of coronavirus in the United States of America. And in Florida, they're up fivefold in just 2 weeks. I bring this up because Cinderella Castle has been silent for 116 days. That's how long Walt Disney World has had its doors closed because of the pandemic. On Saturday, Disney will welcome guests back to its flagship theme park in Orlando. Disney Resort plans to begin a phased reopening on Saturday for the Magic Kingdom and Animal Kingdom parks, followed by Epcot and Hollywood Studio on July 15th. Michael, with record rising cases in Florida, I think I saw Dade County, like almost 40% of people in Dade County are positive for coronavirus right now. Should they be doing this, or is it time for us to reopen the world?
Well, of course they shouldn't be doing it. Florida is a product of poor leadership, both from the national level and the state level. They've pretended like this virus was a hoax. And here we sit. Look, there's nothing more I like in life than getting on a roller coaster and yelling my brains out. Who in their right mind's going to go do that right now? I mean, I just wouldn't do it. It's crazy. We've got to find a cure for this thing. Maybe Disney, rather than paying for all of that, could help us find this cure, fund it, fix it, so we can get back to normal.
Well, I don't have a horse in the race when it comes to Florida, although I will just say I do think it is worth noting when they did, hey, the way they're handling the coronavirus, there have been failures everywhere, but they were one of the first states to stop COVID patients from going to long-term nursing care facilities, so that's a good thing. Now, Disney is a whole other game. I personally wouldn't go to a crowded theme park where assuming screaming and laughing and yelling is just going to shoot those particles right through the masks. I know Disneyland Japan opened. I think we talked about this yesterday, and they've banned screaming on roller coasters. I don't know how you ban screaming on roller coasters. You know what they said? Their official line is, scream inside your heart. I mean, which sounds like an awesome, like, metal, like, death metal song. Scream inside your heart. I love the song, man. It's so morbid.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. That is the best thing I've heard all day.
Yeah.
No, I'm with Michael. I warn my kids when we're at amusement parks, I will scream my head off. I will probably embarrass you, but that's half the fun. I scream my face off and I can't help it.
And you're screaming and the person in front of you is screaming and they've got COVID particles and then their screaming COVID particles go into your screaming mouth.
Well, maybe, you know, I've never been a huge fan of Black Friday. Like, I've never been one. I don't get it. I don't understand. Like, if I didn't, I get up in the middle of the night. If I am not working, I'm not getting up in the middle of the night to sit with a bunch of other people and wait for a store to open because I don't like to shop anyway. So never understood it. But this may be the official death of Black Friday, because imagine that scenario now in a pandemic of you clawing your way into Walmart at 5 in the morning. Amy, do you think this could be the end?
I'm not sure. I am not a Black Friday person. Like, I would pay extra $20 to not have to stand in line at 3 a.m. However, I feel like maybe true Black Friday shoppers might be thinking, aha, this will scare away all the weak ones. Now the true shoppers will get their revenge.
Michael?
Well, I would never go to a Walmart. They're the evil empire. But I do understand that people stand out there and do this kind of stuff. I don't get it. I want less stuff in my life, not more. But who am I to judge somebody who wants to go out and keep our economy?
Yeah, well,
there you go.
We'll see how it's positioned to all of us consumers as we get closer to Thanksgiving. And we are getting closer to the top of the hour with news. And after that, what's coming up, Michael Kelly?
Well, the lovely and talented Amy Marks, of course, is sitting in for John Hancock. And we'll do our weekly check-in with Steve Shigaris on everything that's going on politically.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.